Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn. Happy New Year to you. It is January 2nd, and I know that a lot of us are thinking, okay, I've not set my goals yet, and I've been really wanting to, but before I get back to the real work week next week, holiday, I'm going to sit down and do that this weekend, and you are going to be blessed for the next 2 days, as we're going to help you set those goals. We're talking with Tommy Lanham today and tomorrow on Hope Is Here. Tommy is a life coach, and he is an author, and we had him on a couple years talking about goals, and just got a lot of great feedback, and he's actually even written a book on that. And so Tommy was in Kentucky 2 years ago when we had him on the first time, but now he is a resident of New York City. So Tommy, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing wonderful, Greg. Thanks again for having me on the show. It's always a joy to be here, and Happy New Year's to you.
Well, Happy New Year to you, man. I know that obviously you've had a big life change moving to New York City, and it's one of the things I like about you. You're always willing to take risk, and yet whether you're trying to set goals in Kentucky or New York City, it's always important for us to set some goals, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's a matter of just being intentional, of setting those goals and what you want to work for, and then taking the steps in order to get there.
Well, I like that you've set up an acronym, one with the meaning of goals, which before you can set goals, I think it is important to establish and distinguish what type of goals, especially as followers of Jesus, that we want to set. And then on tomorrow's program, we're going to talk with Tommy about 5 steps to accomplish our goals once we have set some of those goals. So let's talk about the meaning of our goals and your acronym. What is as you spell out the word goals, what does that G stand for?
G stands for godly. As followers of Jesus, which is what you said earlier, and I love the way that you put it that way, as followers of Jesus, our goals need to be godly goals. It's not just about all the things I would like to have, and they're not self-centered goals. They're about what God is wanting to do in you.
Well, I think that's such a huge place to start, and you know, we're not going to hear that many places because, of course, our culture and the enemy tells us it's all about us. But one reason I wanted to have you on is that that's the first place that you start. And sometimes, you know, starting in a new year, maybe God wants to do something new with us in setting goals, and we've got to make sure that we put ourselves in a place to listen and hear him, don't we?
Absolutely. I encourage anyone who is getting ready to set goals, whether it's New Year's goals for the year, or it could be the middle of the year if you want to set a goal, but to always enter that process with prayer. Because when you enter it with prayer, it first of all helps you to take the focus off of you and onto God where it belongs, but it also opens up an avenue for God to be able to work in your life. And, you know, goals are much easier to achieve when you've got God working in you and through you to achieve those goals.
All right, what's the letter O stand for?
The O stands for objectives, godly objectives. What are those things that God has laid before us that we are going to work to accomplish? And again, that's all about being intentional. And you want an objective that is godly, as we've already established, but also that's identifiable, again, about being intentional and where you want to go and what you want to reach.
Well, I know that you'll talk about this, but I know that for us to have goals, you know, you talk about being intentional. I mean, you got to write them down. I know I've been so guilty, you know, even getting to that objective part is, you know, they're in my mind, but I got to get them on paper, right?
Absolutely. Always write them down. Until you write them down, they are not goals. They are just dreams. But when you write them down, not only does it set it before you where you can see it all the time, but there is also, and there have been studies to prove this, when you literally write them down with your hand, I'm not talking about typing them out on your computer or anything like that. I'm talking about writing them down with your hand and a pen or pencil into a notebook or something. There is a chemical process that takes place in the brain that helps it become more solidified, that it becomes more real to you as you write it down. And so I encourage everyone, if you want to put it on the computer, that's great. Go ahead and do that. But also write them down with your hand and go through that process, because it's just something that, it imprints it in our brain a little more strongly than if we just type it. And that goes for anything. If you're taking notes for class or anything like that, there's a stronger imprint in our brain when we write it down with our hands. So absolutely, any goal that you truly want to achieve, you must write it down.
Just tuned in. We're talking with Tommy Lanham. He is a life coach and author, and I want to encourage you to go to his website, TommyLanham.com. That's L-A-N-H-A-M. TommyLanham.com, and we're talking about the meaning of goals as we start this new year, and then tomorrow we'll be talking about five steps to help you accomplish your goals. And Tommy's like me, he keeps it simple so people can understand them, and we're spelling out the acronym, the word goals, G-O-A-L-S, and so far he's taught us that the meaning of a goal needs to be godly, have objectives, and then what's the letter A stand for, Tommy?
Stands for assuring. Godly objectives assuring. If you want to make sure you reach it, make sure it's godly, make sure it's an intentional objective, and you've got it written down. So many times we look at goals as things that we just kind of flippantly say, or they're dreams, or even worse, they're resolutions. That's become a joke in our society, especially here at the new year. We talk about our resolutions, which we often break the very next day or next week, or at least by the end of the month. We just forget about them, and they go, they're jokes. Nobody, I won't say nobody, but very few people take resolutions serious. And so that's why I like to talk about goals. It's not just a resolution. It's a goal. It's a godly objective assuring. It's going to give us more assurance in the direction that we're going.
All right, what's the letter L stand for?
The letter L stands for lasting. Goals are not just about what's happening today. It's about establishing who you are and the direction you're going for the rest of your life. Matter of fact, I've got some life goals that I have. And when I sit down and do my yearly goals, I actually have my life goals in front of me. And I say, okay, what do I want to accomplish this year in order to accomplish this in my life? And so it's a lasting process. It's not just about the spur of the moment. It's a long-term process.
Well, and I think that's the thing that, you know, I like the way you do things is that, you know, you talk about short-term goals, you've got life goals. I know that even your family even does something, I believe, a word of the year sometimes. Is that right?
Absolutely, we do. We've done this, I think, three or four years we've done that. We've come up with a word for the year.
What have been some of those words that you guys have chosen, if you don't mind me asking?
Well, I'd say the ones that just come to mind, I've talked about already in our discussions here, is the word intentional. That was our 2019 word was intentional. And what we do with that is we have it up on our wall in our hallway where we see it on a daily basis, and we kind of rally around that word as we move forward.
Well, I love that, because I've set individual word goals for myself, but haven't done it with family. But one of the things that, you know, I like when you do an individual word, whether it's as a family, as an individual, you just can kind of keep that refocused. I have mine in my bathroom mirror, then in my office at home, and it just, you know, did that. This word that I chose this past year was healthy. I wanted to get healthy, and I looked at that from both the mental part, emotionally and physically. And so mentally, I set a goal to try to read a book each month, and I didn't quite get that, but I came pretty close. I read 10 books, so that was pretty good. And then emotionally, I said, you know, I'm going to do like I get my oil changed. changed every 3,000 miles. About every 3 or 4 months, I'm going to schedule with a Christian counselor and just kind of evaluate my life and some things. And I did that a few times, and then physically said I wanted to lose 20 pounds and only lost 15. But still, that's a good start. And so, but that word healthy, it just helped me kind of have a focus and set that goal. So so we can do that with one word and can actually have a blessing and an impact in several areas of our life, can it?
Absolutely. Yeah, and I love the way you separated those out. My viewpoint is there's four areas of our lives that really makes up who we are. It's the physical, the emotional, the mental, and the spiritual. And I encourage people to set goals in all four of those areas. And you kind of look at that, and what do you want to do with that? And, you know, where you looked at being healthy, healthy is more than just a physical thing. It's a mental thing. It's a spiritual thing. It's an emotional thing. And so to set specific goals in each one of those areas, I think helps us. I'm not a big fan of the word balance, but I believe it helps us stay aligned, where the four aspects of our lives are in alignment with each other.
All right. Well, we've been spilling out the meaning of goals using the word goals. And Tommy said the G stands for godly, the O for objectives, A is assuring, L is lasting. What does that S stand for, Tommy?
That S stands for significance. Now, you may have thought it was going to stand for success, and I'm not opposed to success, but I think significance is deeper than success. And if we're setting godly objectives that are assuring us where we're going, then we want that lasting significance. Success is okay, but what we really want is that significance. We want it to make a difference, not just in our lives, but in other people's lives. Matter of fact, oftentimes when I'm working with people on setting goals, I want them to ask, you know, what do you feel like God wants you to be, do, have, and give? Because we need to set some giving goals. In that if we really want to be a person of significance, it's got to be about more than just us. And if it's truly going to be godly, it's got to be about more than just us. It's got to be about the difference that we are making in this world. And that when we leave this world, it's a better place because we were here. And that's why I use the word significance rather than the word success there.
I really, really like that. I read an article recently, a guy that is the head basketball coach, I want to say the University of Maine, but I could be wrong, but his dad came from just a very simple background, and I think he was the first person to go to college on his side of the family, but he worked really hard and wound up being like a CEO of a pretty good-sized company in New York, did extremely well. But he died recently, and so the son was there, and he said that he winded up at the funeral. Some guy waited a couple hours. When he came up, he said, you know, the guy went on about his dad, and he asked the guy what he did. He said, well, I actually just worked in the mailroom, but your dad treated me like I was like a officer or a board, you know, member, and just never made – he said, made such an impact. And, you know, to me, that's significance. This guy Absolutely. Made people feel significant. So I love that you're doing that, that word significance. So really, really good stuff. Well, we're talking with Tommy Lanham. He is a life coach. He's an author. He's written a book on goal setting. You need to go to his website, TommyLanham.com. That's TommyLanham.com. And you can get a copy of that book on goal setting. If you're driving, you're like, man, I didn't get to write those down. We'll post the meaning of goals on our website. You can go to hopeishere.today. We'll put that along the information. Susan does a great job with that on our podcast. You can go to hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today. And you can find that. But join us tomorrow as Tommy's going to give us 5 steps to help us accomplish our goals. And he'll be with us again for one more program. We'll see you tomorrow on Hope Is Here.
If you've been blessed by Hope Is Here Ministries this year, would you consider making a year-end donation? To make a donation, go to their website, hopeishere.today, where you can make a secure online donation. Or if you prefer to write a check, the mailing address is also listed on the website. Please make your check to Hope Is Here Ministries and mail by December 31st. All your donations are tax-deductible and greatly appreciated. Make your donation today at hopeishere.today. Again, that's hopeishere.today. Thank you for listening and happy holidays.